Are you thinking about getting a new car? Redwood Credit Union offers affordable auto loans for new and used vehicles. You can even refinance an existing loan with us. Our quick loan process will get you in a car you love. The road to your next ride starts at Redwood Credit Union. Easily apply online at redwoodcu.org/auto or ask for RCU financing at your dealership. Redwood Credit Union, for all that you love.
The 2-0 49ers. We haven't talked to John since the season started because we do every other week. So last time we talked to John, they were getting ready to play the Detroit Lions. They beat them. They beat that took on the Philadelphia Eagles. They beat them. They got the Packers coming to town tonight. Ah, come on. Or Sunday night, I should say. Not tonight.
I'm
so excited. Here we go.
I don't know if they're ready to go tonight.
If you went down there tonight, you might not see a game.
Go
see Sunday night. John, how's the adrenaline, man? You're 2-0. Congratulations. Welcome back to the Murph and Mac Show. And 2-0 sounds pretty good, huh?
Yeah, it's all good. You know, we went back on our boys to men, our little East Coast swing, little Motown Philly.
Nice, man.
Came back 2-0, and so that's a good thing. There was some carnage along the way. Unfortunately, we got hit with some injuries, but I do think that we're equipped for that as much as we can be. We're a deep team, and so I can tell you what I love about our guys is the attitude that hey, we're just going to keep plugging, and I think we've done that. We've got a big test, and it's so crazy to me that the last time we had fans in our stadium here was back in 2019 when we beat the Packers in the NFC Championship. And here we are again, Sunday Night Football. And I just know the faithful are going to be bringing it, man. I'm getting goosebumps thinking about it, getting fans back in this stadium.
Oh, they will be loud, man. This is people like this team. People have high hopes for this team. And the only question is, John, as they pack in there and they cheer for the 49ers, who's going to be running the ball? This is crazy, man. I mean, John, can you tell us the status of your running back depth chart?
Yeah, so Elijah Mitchell, the rookie who's been really, really good for us, our sixth-round pick, he got his shoulder, trying to get it in the goal line on one of those runs, he's a tough kid. I can't tell you how tough he is. I think you see it in his running style and the same in terms of his want to get back on the field. But we got to make sure that he's all right. So I think that still is very questionable. The good news is Trey Sermon, who took a vicious hit there. That was some old school hitting.
Got the
forearm to the head and then the spear to the head. He's doing well. The protocol, I tell you what, I didn't know what to think about it when they first introduced it, but it's really a good thing in our league because it completely takes it out of our hands. There's a process that they have to go through, and Trey looks like he's doing well in that whole process. So we'll see. We got to get through the rest of the week, but Trey Sermon looks like he's going to have his opportunities. We'll see on Elijah, Trenton Cannon, who's a guy who, we picked up just last week while we're at the Greenbrier and really showed up in a big way on special teams. He may get some carries. And then Jaquez Patrick, a guy we picked up off Cincinnati's practice squad, who's come in here and seamlessly kind of picked up our scheme. He's done a nice job, and he's a bigger back. You're going to think you got John Riggins back there in the backfield or
nice.
Something. That kind of it. And Kerryon Johnson's also, he's on our practice squad. You can see him flexed up. So wish I could give you more definition, but that's about what we have right now. But
well, that's a big one on Sermon. I would have thought that hit was so tough. I thought, oof, but you're saying they're that protocol is trending in the right direction.
Yeah, and that's the crazy thing with concussion. Sometimes you have a vicious hit and the outcome's not that bad. Sometimes you get a grazing blow and the guy's out for weeks. And so fortunately, Trey came back and really felt good essentially right after the hit, he went in the protocol and he's been out here and practiced in kind of a limited fashion yesterday and came out well. So we'll see. That's got to stay true throughout the week up until Sunday, and the protocol will take care of it. But we're encouraged by the way it's going.
Okay, well, that'd be big news. And, it's interesting. He did not, it's funny, Elijah, as you pointed out, it's fantastic. I mean, what, the rookie record in his debut in Detroit. But it's interesting, you guys had high hopes for Trey Sherman, but Elijah beat him out. And in fact, it's a chance to ask about both those situations where your later round draft picks are outperforming your earlier round draft picks. Lenore ahead of Thomas on the depth chart in the corner, and Mitchell ahead of Sermon on the depth chart at running back. I wonder, do you have a comment on that? Do you, as an evaluator, as a personnel guy, do you like that? Do you hate that? Do you? How do you view that the lower guys are outperforming the higher guys?
Well, I really don't care where they're drafted. If they're drafted, I care that they produce. And here's the good news that I can tell you. We're very encouraged. I think a lot of people read into, and I understand it, into Aaron Banks, our second round pick.
Yes,
he's been inactive, but Aaron's getting better every day. Aaron's going to be one heck of a player. He's going to be a difference maker for us at some point. I don't know when that time, but he is getting better. Ambry Thomas is getting better. Sometimes it's just like Ambry Thomas opted out his last year at Michigan, and you know, so he's essentially been 2 years away from football. That doesn't mean that long term we don't love what he has in him. And so I think a guy like Elijah Mitchell, he's a really good fit for what we do. He took to it really quick. I think Trey's learning our style, and the good news on his one run, it looked really good. He hit the thing, and like I said, it was an ugly hit, and gave the ball up. But I think we drafted Trey that high for a reason. I think Trey's going to be just fine, and hopefully he has his opportunities here. Hasty went to IR, so I think he will have, whether it's this week or in the future, he's going to have plenty of opportunities to show why we drafted him.
Just a quick one on Banks, too, because that is a talking point. You know, obviously, Asante Samuel, everybody wants to talk about the corner Samuel that you guys passed on by trading down and then taking Banks and then Banks not being up. So people are rubbing our chins like, oh, well, that's a bad miss. But you're saying it's not a bad miss?
I don't think it's a bad miss at all. I mean, just look at how our offensive line is functioning right now, I think, as well as any offensive line in football. And Dan Brunskill's a tough guy to beat out. You know, he came from... Again, we don't care where they come. He came from the AAF. I don't even know what that acronym stands for.
nice.
You know,
the American Alliance Football Association or something like that.
There you go. Right. And he came from the San Diego Admirals or something. And Brunskill, he does a really nice job for us. It's not always the prettiest thing, but Banks long term. I mean, he's a guy. He's going to be a 330-pound guy in there that can anchor a little, you know, I think eventually. And so it's just figuring out our techniques and all that. But we're very high on him. But he's got good players in front of him right now. So, now I wouldn't get too wrapped up in that. We're very high on where those guys are at. Obviously, they have to go show that. But we're very encouraged about this year's draft class.
All right, that little review there. We talked about the running back situation, the draft. Now, speaking of the draft class... And here I am. I'm asking you to go on 50,000 watts and worldwide streaming and reveal your Trey Lance plan here. But as best you can answer in the public forum, John, people say, okay, Trey Lance, we're so excited. And he got on the field a couple plays in Detroit and did not get on the field in Philly. And I know Kyle has addressed it. Just wondering from your viewpoint what you would say to the fan base about Trey Lance going into this game, how he's progressing, and is it kind of like, you'll see, just wait and see, we have our plans, or are you guys really, is this an organic thing that's kind of day by day, week by week?
I think it's an organic thing. I would love to tell you, like, yeah, you know, I mean, I go out to practice, I talk with Kyle a lot, but it's all under that Shanahan hat, you know, that's, he's got it in there, and I don't think it's impulsive, you know, but I think Kyle is very much, he puts so much work into it. And then he's got a great feel for play calling. So I think it's given the style of the defense. It's given the flow of the game. If we're going to use them, how we're going to use them. But again, just like the other guys, I can tell you Trey's doing a fantastic job. He had, I think, a lot of fun preparing, being Jalen Hurts last week. And man, he was throwing dimes all over the field, running around, escaping. So he's getting better every single day. We're putting a ton of work in. Jimmy's playing at a really high level, and that's cool to watch. The competitor in Jimmy, I knew it would, and it's risen the level of his game. We've got a big time challenge this week with the Green Bay Packers. This is a team that's won 12, 13 games the last couple of years, and they got you know, the reigning MVP at their quarterback. So we understand what a challenge we have, but, you know, I'm getting off topic, but Trey Lance is, you know, we're thrilled with where he's at. And as for him being inserted in games, that's all Kyle and you know, kind of what's going on in that given game.
Talking to John Lynch on the UMA guest line, our weekly chat with John. You know, it's funny, you being a former defensive great in the league, I would think, like, for defenses in the NFL, it's got to be just one more headache to try to game plan for Trey Lance, not only for the elements that he brings to the field athletically, but are we even going to see him at all? Like, this kind of element of unpredictability, I think, would really benefit the 49ers with other teams having a game plan. And they might not even see him, but they still got to be ready just in case they do see him.
There's no doubt about that. I can tell you from having played for a long time on the defensive side of the ball, you don't ever want to be unprepared. And if you are for a quarterback who's got kind of multidimensional talents, you can get exposed in a hurry. And so a portion of practice each week and a good portion of it, plus the time that the coaches are spending in each week, you know, has to be dedicated to that, having a plan for both quarterbacks. And that's a good thing for us. And, you know, I imagine I've been there before. It's pretty frustrating when you dedicate all that time and, man, Trey didn't even
play. You don't even see him. Right, right.
Yeah, so I'm sure the Philly guys were doing a little bit of that. But, you know, if he's not playing, that I think that means a couple things. The style of the game didn't dictate it. And then Jimmy's probably playing well. And I think that it's been a little bit of both of that early in this season, but it's a long season now, 17 games, and there'll be plenty of opportunities for him to show his value to our team.
Oh, you got 15 more to go. I mean, that's crazy. We're just getting started here. John Lynch joins us every other Friday. We love it. 49ers Packers Sunday night, 5:20 on KGO and 107.7 The Bone. Aaron Rodgers, Sunday Night Football, the whole deal. Hey, speaking of Aaron Rodgers, the guy that he does not like to see is Nick Bosa. I would say that, you know, it's pretty remarkable. We all sit here on our couches eating our bonbons saying, hey, I think Nick Bosa's back. Yeah, go Nick Bosa. You know that these comebacks are arduous and strenuous and horribly demanding physical things. A, two-part question. A, it looks like he's somehow achieved this comeback.
He looks like almost like he's better, like better physically fit now than he was before.
It's a testament to his genes or his... But then B... he might have a favorable matchup. The Packers have trouble at tackle, I'm reading. So are you thinking about that too?
Yeah, Nick's just we all know it. He's a difference maker when he's out there. We missed him in a big way when he was gone last year. He's a difference maker. I don't care who's out there. I mean, they've got an All-Pro in David Bakhtiari who's not playing, and Bakhtiari would have his hands full with Bosa, and that's not a slight to Bakhtiari. It's just whoever's playing Nick Bosa is going to have their work cut out for him. He's that good of a football player. I think the coolest thing with Nick, he's been incredibly productive in the first couple weeks. I still think his legs are getting underneath him. He didn't play at all.
Are you thinking about getting a new car? Redwood Credit Union offers affordable auto loans for new and used vehicles. You can even refinance an existing loan with us. Our quick loan process will get you in a car you love. The road to your next ride starts at Redwood Credit Union. Easily apply online at redwoodcu.org/auto or ask for RCU financing at your dealership. Redwood Credit Union, for all that you love.
The preseason, he practiced a lot, but I mean, this is a guy who's still getting back on the football field. I've seen it with ACLs. It's a process. And I think he's going to get better each week, and that's a scary thing for opposing teams because he's just that good. And I think I've told you guys before, I love talking to Trent Williams about what makes Nick so special. And Trent is such a high-level player, but, man, he's just like, you know, it's the combination of strength, leverage, skill. Like, you know, a lot of guys know that if they grab an offensive tackle's wrist, they've got him because his hands are just – not effective after that, like, but most defensive players know that, but it's another thing for them to go like Matrix and actually find that tackle's wrist. And Nick can do those things. It's such a skill, his hand-eye coordination, his hands being tied to his feet. So he is a difference maker, and I see him only getting better each week. So it's awesome having him back. And yes, he is in better physical. I think the biggest change he made this offseason, he really dedicated to his diet. So I mean, he is ripped up and still the same weight, but a lot leaner. So we see a better, even a better version of Nick throughout this season.
And there's the regular guy, Elgton Jenkins, could be out, which means it's either Dennis Kelly or even Bosa surmised a kid named Billy Turner. Either one of those guys, they're going to have a rough sleep Saturday night because this guy Bosa's coming. But he said, and Nicky tipped his hand a little bit. I call him Nicky. He's my old friend. He said that Josh Norman helped him, let him know when he was going to be double teamed a couple times. And that led the reporters to say, oh, I guess Josh Norman's starting at corner this weekend. So the corner situation, John, Emmanuel Mosley, I read, is tracking well. Josh Norman, I wondered how you felt about him coming in after his, you know, long sit out. And is he ready to go this weekend? Basically, the corner depth chart in Mosley and Norman, yes?
Yeah, so Mosley has been out there both days of practice, has practiced well. I think we wake up each day here just hoping, you know, a lot of it's how they practice, but then how do they show up the next day? And as we've talked about it, that's a position that you really can't be compromised. That's a hard position to play, period, but you can't be compromised out there because they can take advantage of you in a hurry if you are. But Moses looked good. If so, he would be out there. And then, you know, you got Josh Norman, who's really picked us up, I think brought some veteran savvy and swagger to him, kind of knowledge. He's been great for that cornerback room. And then, D'Amador, Lenore, we call him Demo. Demo's been excellent for us. He competes. He gets up in people's face. He's going to be a good player for us for a long time. He's got the right temperament for that position. So I would imagine you'd see, along with K'Wan Williams, some combination of all those guys at some point. And the other guys are doing well. Drake Kirkpatrick's come in and done a nice job. So he's an option as well. So that's kind of where we're at in terms of the corners.
Okay, so a little depth there. Mosley, Norman, Lenore, K'Wan, over those four, those will be the reps. Maybe a little Kirkpatrick, too. So, okay, that'll be fun. Because Devontae Adams, you want to talk about Nick Bosa giving bad night's sleep. The corners. Devontae, this is no joke now, John, right?
No, he's for real. That's a really, I mean, when I talk about legit players, I mean, that's a guy you circle. I think there's a lot of good football players on this team, but when you look at this offense, the skill players, you obviously look at Aaron Rodgers, you look at Aaron Jones, the running back, and you look at Devontae Adams as the guys you have to neutralize. And, you've got your work cut out for you. And you can never rest on Devontae Adams. And the thing I really respect about him, I think in addition to being incredibly skilled and having a great feel with his quarterback, he plays really hard. And I think he wants to put his team on his shoulders. I think last week you saw that and heard that. When they were struggling after week one, he wanted that ball. And so I've got a lot of respect for him as a player, local kid. Usually great players tend to play well when they come home. And we've got to be aware of that. And he's a guy who can beat you in a hurry. And so you got all hands on deck to stop him.
Well, it's going to be a great, great matchup, too. And then that kind of like leads to, as we let you go here, John, just some bigger picture questions about what's around the league. And you know what happened is Richard Sherman went out and did an interview on YouTube. I'm sorry I don't have the name of the gentleman he interviewed with, but he talked about his situation over the summer. He talked about, you know, what's going on with the league and potential punishment. He talked about his career, his character, et cetera. Is this something you follow? Have you guys been in contact? Bruce Arians of Tampa Bay, he put his lure in the water and said he might call Richard Sherman. You guys have corner, you know, depth issues. What's the status? Are you calling him? Are you talking to him?
Yeah, I've called him. You know, we talk on a regular basis on a couple of levels. First of all, Richard's a friend. I've known Richard for a long time. We've got the Stanford connection. We've got the DB connection. When I broadcasted, I'd always have him in production meetings because I'd learn football from him. He's such a cerebral guy. I thought he handled himself incredibly well, and it's a lot of the conversations we had. He had a momentary lapse, and he has to be held accountable for that. He understands that. But he's also got a decade's worth of doing really good for people and inspiring a lot of people to kind of overcome challenges. And so I think he understands that. And I think in that interview, I threw it on when I got home last night, and he talked about, you know, it's actually, fortunately, no one was hurt. And it caused him to, you know, I think it was an impetus for him to go get some help on some struggles that he was having. And so I'm there as a friend for Richard, but also interested in him as a player. You know, it's one of those things where you monitor the situation. You know, right now we feel good about where we're at, but Sherm's added a lot to this place over the years. We'll forever be grateful for that, and who knows, we could need him down the road. And so those are kind of the conversations we've had, and most of all, just pulling for him and his family. They're great people, and like I said, have done so much good, and I think he's going to overcome this and go on to do great things.
I think there's any question that his career and his life's work has been so positive that you just acknowledge a setback. You're glad nobody got injured. You work on getting better. And then, like I said, you get competitive. When Bruce Arians put his line in the water publicly, did that get your hackles up a little bit?
You know what I mean? It's like, hey, wait a minute here. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's every time Richard calls, you know, am I talking to Sherm or am I talking to Agent Sherm? Remember,
yeah,
this is the guy who represents himself.
So. Who am I speaking with? Yes, yes.
He's working you now, John. He's working you.
Yeah, he does, and he's crafty too. So I got to be on my P's and Q's when I talk with Sherm.
Right. That's funny. Yeah, you're like, are we on the record or off the record, Sherm?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Man.
Well, hey, listen, you know, I don't know how much you look into this division. I thought, you know, not to be cruel here and play with people's livelihoods, but we do that in sports media. It's kind of a cruel business. Cliff Kingsbury was in Vegas as the first coach to get fired this year. You know, I was like, yeah. Arizona's like, uh-uh. Now, granted, they got a break. Vikings missed a kick, but they're 2-0. Stafford is looking like he's fitting that helmet nicely down there in the blue and
tough,
gold.
Man. Tough division.
He's 2-0. I mean, Seattle did have a setback, but they had a big lead in the fourth quarter and probably should have beaten Tennessee.
And Seattle's
right?
always coming on in the second half, regardless of what happens early.
I'm just wondering how you feel about this bare-knuckle brawl that is the NFC West right now.
Yeah, we're street fighting, John. Yeah,
we anticipated it. I said coming in, this is the best division in football. I feel even stronger about that 2 weeks in.
Yeah.
And it's not going away. there's a lot of young players. There's players at prominent position, like the quarterback position, and on every team. I mean, it's a division that's loaded. There's guys like Aaron Donald and Chandler Jones and Jalen Ramsey and Bobby Wagner. I mean, this division is loaded and really competitive teams. So I think the most important thing you can do, because we're not to the division games yet, we will be soon enough, is just focus on yourself and, you know, winning games, but also playing your best ball and continuing to get better, because you're going to need to be playing your best ball when this thing's all said and done. It's a great division, but I wouldn't want it any other way. I mean, you want to play against the best, There's going to be no easy division games. I mean, that we know that, and it makes for a real fun year.
Oh, and I know that, you know, you guys are focused entirely on the Packers, but Seattle comes in after that. Seattle comes in next week. So, but you got to stay focused though on the green and gold. You got to stay focused on the green and gold. Hey, John, before I let you go, last one is that the cool and kind of a fun, different announcement for people like you and me and Paulie. We're all plus or minus a few years of each other. We've grown up with the NFL a certain way, and they just announced they're going to have a Monday night playoff game. There's going to be a wild card playoff game on a Monday night. They just announced it this morning.
I can already imagine the atmosphere is going to be nuts.
Well, first of all, I'm going to say this. You guys will enjoy watching that because you'll have a bye into the next week, right? So you won't have to worry about that, John.
Yeah, no, that's what we're counting on, yeah.
But how do you feel about it? Is that a mess with tradition, or are you open to change?
Yeah, good question, right.
Yeah, I like your thinking that we'll be home watching it. And
you'll be resting up and scouting.
Maybe have a barbecue.
Totally.
Yeah, but, you know, I think you have to stay open to change because this league continues to evolve, which I guess you need to. I am a little bit of a traditionalist, like this 17-game thing. I was talking to somebody about Philly.
Yeah.
I said, look, Philly's going to be a good team. You know, I think they're going to win 9-10 games, and I'm thinking to myself, is that in a 16-game season or a 17?
Right.
So I am a traditionalist, but you just got to go with the flow because, I don't really have a vote. So you just kind of take it as it comes, but it will be exciting for football, I think this league is so intriguing. I just love the fact, I mean, we talked about it coming in. We're going to have this stadium filled and the energy and excitement and unity that brings.
Oh.
That's an awesome thing. I can't wait to see this place rocking.
Same here, man.
And that's after you and I go head-to-head Saturday afternoon at the farm now. Here, I'm coming in with Chip Kelly and my running backs now, John. Be ready.
Yeah, I know that group. We went down there a couple weeks ago and we were scrimmaging the Chargers, and it just looked like Chip really had them back. And Fresno's always a tough opponent. I know they've tripped up USC in the past, You know, they got a little momentum from UCLA, but Stanford's playing a little bit better after a clunker early, and I'll be out there and looking forward to that matchup.
You can find the way you guys run your running backs in. The Bruins have a couple you might want to look at, Zach Charbonnet and Britton Brown, but you already knew that. So, all right, John, be good, man. It's always a great Friday conversation. Gets us all psyched up. Fans love it. Listeners love it. They all text and tweet in. They're pumped to hear you. So enjoy the weekend. Can't wait for Sunday night,
awesome,
man.
Awesome, John.
And
thanks,
then we'll catch
man.
You next time, all right?
Okay, see you, fellas. Thanks a lot.
Take care.
The great John. That's fun, John Lynch.
I'll talk to John Lynch about anything anytime. I just love hearing this dude and what's inside his head in terms of football. Probably a football genius, really. You remember watching him play. He was just one of those guys. He knew what everybody on the field was doing.
Yeah, there was a lot of stuff there to digest, too. The beat writers are all over that running back situation. Trey Sermon could play.
That's huge news.
I know.
Well, let's hope for the best.
We can get into that. Cooler at content. James Jones, NFL Network, former San Jose State man, Packer. He's going to join us.
Is he also the lead singer of My Morning Jacket?
Paulie, he sang
Jim
a song
James.
Called...
Oh, it's close.
I thought he sang a song called Right Here, Right Now about the Berlin Wall falling. Oh, no, that's Jesus
This
Jones,
might surprise
Paulie,
you, dude. Right? I'm going to go ahead and back that tune. I love that tune. Right here, right now.
As he mentions Bob Dylan.
It brings back a lot of good memories for me that summer. I liked it. You know what I mean?
I do know
I'm not
what you
kidding.
Mean.
91.
Paulie,
I'll just leave it there.
Mod on.
91.
On KMBR 104.5 and 680, the Sports Leader.
Are you thinking about getting a new car? Redwood Credit Union offers affordable auto loans for new and used vehicles. You can even refinance an existing loan with us. Our quick loan process will get you in a car you love. The road to your next ride starts at Redwood Credit Union. Easily apply online at redwoodcu.org/auto or ask for RCU financing at your dealership. Redwood Credit Union, for all that you love.